Talking today with Tammy Didlot from the American National Cattlewomen. Tammy, of course, from the state of Oklahoma, ranch lady here in the state, but also president-elect this year of the American National Cattlewomen. Tammy, you've had that title, that job here for a few months now. Tell me a little bit about how things are going and what you've really been up to on behalf of the cattle producers in our country.
Well, Ron, it's been a joy. I've actually got to travel all over the country and tour a lot of the region meetings. That's one of the tasks for the president-elect is to visit each of the region meetings and get to see their different states showcased, have some educational opportunities, and meet with other producers and other women that share the same common interest and industry goals as myself. So it's been very exciting.
Tell me a little bit about what you've actually learned. What's different between what you've seen here in the Southwest that you're used to in Oklahoma, say, to other parts of the country?
Well, one of the things that I think is unique is our relationship that we have with our legislators. I mean, that's one of the things first that stands out, plus the other industry organizations like Farm Bureau and American Farmers and Ranchers and the media. I mean, we just are so fortunate here to have such a positive relationship with those individuals and that really look and view agriculture as an important industry for our state. And I just assumed that it was that way everywhere else, and I found that it's not quite the same everywhere else, and people have different reactions and different relationships. So that's been very interesting.
I know that as you work on your national agenda for the American National Cattlewomen, there's several key events that really make up what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes, we have actually pretty much three key events or key guides that we kind of follow with ANCW, and one of those is the Beef Ambassador program. The next one is our Beef Cook-Off program, and then we have a Speakers Bureau, which is basically telling the beef story and training professional speakers to help share with civic organizations about the production story and help them to understand that we're not only producers, but we're consumers and how to tie that together.
Of course, that's brand new.
Yeah, that's brand new this year, so it's kind of been just kicked off, and it's going very well. It didn't get quite as started off as quickly as we had hoped, but we have our message have to be approved by USDA, so that kind of slowed things down a little bit. But we want to make sure that we have science-based, consistent information that's shared, and not just, off-the-cuff information. We want it to be legitimate, real information, and being consistent across the country so that we're given a common message and common goal.
Now, closer at home, one of the events that is sponsored by the American National Cattlewomen at the national level, the Beef Ambassador Competition, we've got the state competition coming up in just a few days.
Yes, we do. On June 2nd, it'll be held in conjunction with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Junior Association preview show in Stillwater. We have our local competition where those competitors from 9 to 20 actually compete in three different levels for under two different categories. One is the media interview, kind of like we're doing, and then the other is the consumer demonstration where those individuals set up and work like they were working at a trade show or a consumer event where they're actually helping explain the whole production story. And so we have kids that work through, that are in three different levels that are competing in Stillwater on June 2nd, so, still able to get your application in for that. And then the winner of the senior division and the winner of the junior division get to go on and compete in Ohio, at Worcester, Ohio, at the Certified Angus Beef group. They're helping host it this year for the national competition.
Now, when we think about the Beef Ambassador competition and the national Beef Ambassadors especially, we've had a couple in recent years in Oklahoma, and it seems like they really are being stretched a little bit to tell that story and do it in creative ways and with new media, for example.
Absolutely. One of their goals is to actually blog on a daily basis and to work through Facebook and social media. Then they also work at social events or big events like the Boston Marathon we just had and the Food and Home and Wine and Food Show in D.C. They just came back from that. So they work a lot of more urban type events and actually help share that agriculture story and try to bring the two together. And it's a challenge, but they're also working with a lot of their peers and at their schools and at their universities to help make sure that they are, spreading that positive beef message.
Going back to one of the other events that you do have that I know has been kind of a mainstay for a lot of years for the American National Cattlewomen, that, of course, is the Beef Cook-Off. This is something that you get so much play off of? I know that you actually have traditionally done the national competition only every other year to try to catch up and get all the bang for the buck, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. And this year it'll be held in Washington, D.C. on November 5th. And it's at the Metropolitan Cooking Show, the D.C. Metropolitan Cooking Show. So it's going to be a little bit different this year. We're doing a more of a recipe contest where there's different categories and winners. And then the overall winner, who can win $25,000, gets to showcase their recipe at the actual event and cook on the main stage. We're working in conjunction with some other sponsors to try to help get more bang for the buck and use our exposure to and then have producers on site to talk to consumers and people going through that show, because so many thousands of people attend that. So it's a really good opportunity for us to showcase beef.
In your mind, why is it important that you've got there is a group like ANCW? In other words, what's the value to the cattle industry for the group that you're representing?
Well, I think we're kind of like a marketing arm in some aspects, but we hold a lot of credibility, because the fact is we are producers, but we're also consumers. So it's important that those that are creating the product, actually eating the product, and actually share real information and the real story, the real understanding of how we're land stewards. We know the nutritional value of beef. We know how well our animals are taken care of, the food safety issues, and making sure that message is captured and communicated to all the people. You know, we're feeding the world with our product, and I think it's important to have an organization like ours that, you know, we're passionate about what we do, we believe in what we do, and it's heritage. I mean, there's a lot of heritage, and, you know, it's something that's really, you know, it's hard to measure the value of it, but I know that from my experience in the last almost 8 years, I guess, I've been involved, that it's just been an amazing experience to listen and watch how some of these stories, I mean, even upon hardships, and how, you know, producers just step in. You know, if there's a flood in an area, they just pitch in and they help each other out. And we use our own organization is kind of a message, you know, way to get that, spread that message, and to kind of, you know, make sure we all have counterparts across the country to help share.
Dropping by our studios and visiting with us, Tammy Didlot, the president-elect of the American National Cattlewomen, here on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.